Kansas congressional candidate Representative Ron Estes joined Inside Ag recently to talk about receiving the Kansas Farm Bureau endorsement, what's at stake for agriculture in November's election, and what Congress can do to help expand broadband internet access to all Kansans. You've earned the endorsement from Kansas Farm Bureau in your 4th congressional district race. Can you talk about what that means to you personally, and how much of an impact has that endorsement had on your campaign?
Well, I'm honored to receive the endorsement from the Kansas Farm Bureau again this year. You know, KFB represents, thousands of agriculture producers across all of Kansas economy. And it's important that, I can help carry that message of the important things for Kansas farmers and ranchers in Washington. And, you know, the endorsement itself carries a lot of credibility just because when people look at candidates, they know what they stand for, what they do. When I'm out talking, one of the things I talk about a lot is the Kansas Farm Bureau's health plan. One of the things that's important now with all the discussions around issues with COVID is people having choices on being able to get their health care. So that's an important piece of talking about that.
I mean, voting is going on right now in Kansas. What message would you like to send to the voters as they head to the polls, or in the case of this year, maybe their mailboxes?
Yeah, well, one of the things I think voters need to take into account is, you know, over the last 4 years, I mean, Republicans from President Trump down through the House and Senate have focused on how do we make sure we keep the economy going great, and how do we correct some of the problems that have been built up over, in some cases, decades. And the president's been very active in arguing that we need to fix some of the regulatory problems that are out there. We need to address some of the cheating on trade deals, and particularly in trade deals that were set up poorly to start with, not poorly, but like NAFTA and the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, USMCA, is a great way to do that. Getting a China Phase One agreement signed to and connected, and I know that's been a little slow in terms of being implemented with COVID coming out there, but now we're starting to see China start to hold up to some of its commitment for purchasing our products from Kansas. So I just think, Republicans in general, particularly, me and my colleagues have done a lot of work over the last few years to help make sure that we keep the economy going and help provide some protections for farmers and ranchers.
You mentioned those protections. I mean, elections always have consequences, and this year I'm sure we'll have those down the line. There's not a box on the ballot that you can just check for agriculture to vote for it this year, but what are some of the issues that farmers and ranchers could face depending on the outcome of this election?
Well, I serve on Ways and Means Committee, and, one of the big areas of responsibilities that we have is the trade policies, and looking at some of the great things that have been accomplished in terms of bringing NAFTA and the into the 21st century, getting the USMCA implemented, making sure that China lives up to its trade agreements and standing firm, and President Trump stood up to China, and prior presidents have talked about it, recognized that the trade deals weren't being agreed to, weren't being followed. But whether they were Democrats or Republicans, they didn't do anything until President Trump was in office. So we need to make sure that we continue those policies. And I'll say some of the really radical ideas that come out in terms of the Green New Deal and doing away with growing livestock and doing away with automobiles and diesel engines is those aren't realistic aspects of America. I mean, they may make sense. They may play very well in downtown New York, but it doesn't work in across the country. So we need to make sure that we elect good representatives, make sure that we have a majority of folks that think about how do we grow the economy? How do we make sure there's good regulations? How do we make sure that we don't get burdened down with things like the WOTUS, the Obama era water regulation, and going after the lesser prairie chicken and things like that just don't make sense. And so that's why elections really do have consequences, have an impact. you know, when we're talking about, you know, the Republicans are talking about how do we, you know, restore our way of life and making sure that we defeat the coronavirus and getting America back to work and doing it safely but securely. How do we rebuild the economy, the greatest economy we had ever before COVID shut it down, and renewing the American dream, as opposed to so many of the Democrat candidates and their supporters are out there talking about how to defund and destroy and dismantle. And, you know, they want to defund the police and the border patrol and the military and destroy small businesses and statues and monuments and just dismantle our social and economic way of life. And I think there's so many positive things about America that we all enjoy, and we need to make sure that we continue to maintain that way of life and help improve that for everybody.
Right. I mean, you mentioned getting the economy back on track here after this COVID pandemic that we've gone through. Kansas recently announced that it was going to use $50 million in CARES Act funding to fund nearly 70 projects that will connect about 70,000 Kansas households to broadband internet. Is there more Congress can or should do to help close that digital divide for rural Americans?
There really is more that we need to do on addressing rural broadband. And we talk about rural broadband, but really it's broadband access, because there's some areas even around cities that don't have access. But one of the struggles I've had for the last few years is that so many of my Democrat colleagues didn't recognize the value of rural broadband and particularly things like telehealth. And so maybe one of the silver linings in the COVID-19 disease and the impact there is that it has been raised as a more important issue. And I think part of that may be that so many of the Democrats come from inner cities, and so they just don't understand not having lots of choices around access to broadband. And, you know, whereas we all know, Republicans and Democrats know how important it is that we can telework, and it's just been highlighted even more with COVID-19, the ability to telework, to have our kids being able to get a good education, and particularly if you have people working from home, have kids trying to do their schoolwork, being able to keep up with the markets and what's going on there. So, you know, from a federal standpoint, we need to continue to help develop and provide more support and funding for our rural broadband development and rolling that out, both as a big infrastructure package, but also continue to support that with the Farm Bill and appropriations bills. In general, I think about rural broadband as it's the next electrification standard that we ought to do across the country to make sure everybody has that access.
All right. Representative Ron Estes, thank you for joining Inside Ag, Kansas Farm Bureau's podcast. We wish you the best of luck on November 3rd. Is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners?
Well, I just appreciate the opportunity to be a representative for Kansas and be able to help carry the voice of farmers and ranchers to Washington and talk about our issues that we see. And I just appreciate all the support I've gotten from the Kansas Farm Bureau through the years. And it's just an important part of our way of life and how important that is for so many of us. So thank you.
That's it for this edition of Inside Ag. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred service. From Manhattan, I'm Greg Deering for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. Inside Ag is made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau members in each of the state's 105 counties. To become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.